You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 162. And today I want to introduce you to something that has revolutionized my life. It's called human design. And I've invited one of the most exquisite people to share us how it can impact our lives too. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, profit amplifier and coach to some of the great experts that are emerging in our industry. I'm excited for today's episode. Talk about an expert. This is someone who has such an extraordinary story about a technology. You might consider it like a profiling tool. It's so much more. It's called human design. And if you've never heard of it, it could potentially revolutionize how you make decisions and how you really honor your unique path on this planet. I just fell in love with human design, and really learning how my human design is helped me lean into my superpowers. It's one of the things that we really look at in our Amplify Mastermind is what are the things we naturally do well? How do we make decisions authentically? How do we have more power in our journey? And human design is such a big part of that when we really understand those pieces. I want you to listen into the interview for the, if you're a manifester, a manifesting generator, a reflector, or a projector. This one thing just blew me out of the water, and it really cleared up a lot of why I got frustrated with how I thought other people moved slow or maybe even became a bottleneck. It was a real revolution for me around leadership. So I'm excited to share this with you today. And learning my human design also helped me kind of lean into one of my superpowers, which is helping people amplify their most authentic gifts in the world, helping them amplify the results of their business. And I've put 7 of my favorite, very simple strategies that when you use them, they amplify results. Think of it like little bits of effort that have massive traction and momentum when you use them in your business. And these 7 amplifiers are things I teach my clients. We use them in the Amplify Mastermind. And I'm designing a training series called Amplify Workshops around these 7 amplifiers. But I'd love to share these first 7 with you absolutely free. All you need to do is go to amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com and get access to these 7 amplifiers, and you can get a invitation to my free Facebook community where we share all kinds of resources. You get access to the trainings, and there's a lot of connection and collaboration with other movers and shakers who are up to making a great impact on this planet. So get the 7 proven amplifiers at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, friends. I have to tell you, I am so excited for today's episode. We're talking about human design, which is a process to help you understand your clear path to personal success. So let me introduce you to our guest today, Chetan Parkin. He was schooled in England and traveled the world as a troubleshooting mechanical engineer and ocean diving engineer. Then in India in 1979, while with the enlightened mystic Osho, his abilities to read for people surfaced. And when his gifts were recognized by 2 savants who told him to get ready for a system that would come into his life and that he would introduce it to the whole world. Now, Chetan was encouraged to use his gifts to read for people. And he commenced reading hands, reading cards, the I Ching, astrology, other esoteric systems to prepare him for this new system. Then in 1993, he was introduced to human design and recognized right away that this is what the savants had foretold and has studied, read, and taught it worldwide ever since. His first book, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, was first published in 2009 by HarperCollins and is now available in 12 language versions, reaching bestseller status in Chinese, Russian, and Bulgarian. Now, there's two more books on human design, The Book of Lines and The 21st Century View of the I Ching, The Book of Destinies, Discover the Life You Were Born to Live. These are already being translated and released in other language versions. Now, get this, 25 years after being introduced to human design, Chetan continues teaching human design online and in person with his wife and partner, Carola Eastwood, and they currently live in San Diego, California. And I'd say I've known Chetan for many, many, many years. He was very instrumental in helping me understand human design. It brought about a very life-changing transformation for me, and I am so excited to share it with you as our listeners today. So welcome, Chetan. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you, Melanie. It's a great pleasure.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm a huge proponent of human design. I tell people about it all the time, especially when they're feeling stuck or maybe a little, like there's this dark night of the soul they're going through, or they're feeling very disconnected from their soul or their work. And I'm like, you got to get your human design. And I was thinking back as I was preparing for today's conversation to our mutual friend, Gina DeVee, who originally connected us, and just thinking about how grateful I was that human design showed up in my professional and personal evolution.
It is an extraordinary thing. I mean, it's a system. You can't live your life by a system, but the system shows you various aspects of what is possible for a human being. My whole work is to put the human in human design and basically show somebody, you know, this is your design. This is part of your soul agreement. This is what you gave yourself before you came in here, before you came into this life. And this is how it works for you. So if I can get somebody to recognize what their design is and how it works for them, I feel like my work is done. Because then that person is free to explore the world on their terms. They don't have to follow the crowd. They don't have to go along with everything else that everyone's told them. They don't have to toe any particular line anymore. They are free in their own nature. And for me, this is exactly why we were born here. We weren't here to be miserable and to suffer and to be victims. We're here to be free, capable, gifted human beings. And so it's a beautiful way of engaging with life, recognizing who you are, how life works for you, and playing with it.
I want to just maybe contrast a little bit, because there's a lot of systems like this that are available to people. There's Enneagram, there's things like DISC, and all different ways we might have more information revealed to us about ourselves. Why is human design different from a lot of the other tools that are out there?
There's a couple of things. The first of all, human design is objective. All these other systems you're talking about, they're subjective. You know, somebody else has written, you know, this is, you have this habit, this is how it is. You know, this is one of your characteristics, you know, this is where it comes from. The thing about human design is it just tells you this is the deal. This is what you gave yourself. And this is how these specific aspects of your nature work. Try it out. And, you know, I always wondered when I started out with human design, you know, if I tell them this, are they really going to go along with it? You know, are they going to resonate with what I'm telling them? And, you know, absolutely 100% of everyone's come back and said, yeah, this is exactly how it is. And I've read for over 10,000 people now, and every single person says, I wish I'd had this thing at birth. You know, I wouldn't have had to go through all the chaos of sorting out how my life is and how it's supposed to work. So that is one of the things, that human design is objective. You'll find all these others, the Myers-Briggs, you know, all these other systems, the core system, they're all subjective. You know, you have to tick or cross various things, or and you know, you're giving your input on it. Human design just tells you, here's your chart, here's your map, this is how it is. The other thing is, human design looks at your whole unconscious, or the whole genetic inheritance that we received. And we've done studies on this, and we've basically been able to trace the influences back to at least four generations. So the parents, yes, you're probably familiar with how they are in your world. Human design tells you exactly. Grandparents, great-grandparents, four generations back of this unconscious input, this stuff that's in our bones, in our makeup, that basically is hidden from us. And yet with human design, we get to see what it is. And the moment you start seeing this and you start accepting it, you start becoming really whole and very clear in your own nature. And you start seeing there's no such thing as a good chart or a bad chart. It's like, here's the deal. This is how it works.
Yeah, I think a lot of people look at their chart at first and they're like, oh, that's not what I was hoping you would say about me. But yet really embracing who we are, how we were designed, that's where our true power is. And I think that that's one of the great gifts of human design. I want to start to unpack a little bit about what some of the unique elements are and really what some game changers were for me. I'm going to let you all listen in today and learn a little bit more about me because I want you to know what's possible when you get your own human design done, because it was a major transformational moment for me to discover these things about myself. And the first one, Chetan, that human design tells us about and gives us some clarity around are what you guys refer to as types. And there's five types. Maybe you could tell us what those five types are and just maybe a little tidbit about each of them.
Absolutely. So there are three of what we call energy types. And these are someone we would describe as having a design of a manifestor, a generator, or a manifesting generator. These are all people that have a natural ability to run energy generators and manifesting generators. They have sustaining energy that can keep them going for long periods of time, a lot of momentum. Manifestors, kind of get it done, let's have a break. Get it done, let's have a break. So those are the three energy types. And then there's projectors who are here to guide everybody. Projectors make up around 20% of the world's population. And projectors find they're not an energy type. They very often have to kind of stand on the sidelines to be able to get the perspective of what it is that's playing out in front of them. And so they're very handy at being able to give guidance to the energy types if the energy types ever stop and ask for directions. And then there's the one very rare type, which is the reflector type. Less than 1% of people have a reflector type. To me, I'm always thrilled when I meet a reflector because literally they are reflecting the world back to itself. So I always tell everybody, you need two people in your life. You need a manifester when you want to get stuff done, and you need a reflector to find out if you're on the right track or not. I say that jokingly, but you know, you, Melanie, you have this manifesting design. And you know, getting stuff done is not the issue. The issue is, does it bring any kind of fulfillment to you? In a sense, the word manifester, it's a misnomer. It's more like you're a catalyst. You know, wherever you go, you trigger stuff to happen. You can walk past something, somebody, nothing's happened to them for the last 10 years. And literally, as you walk past them, everything starts to happen for them. So you have to be very careful where you place yourself, who you get involved with, because you're always triggering people into activity in one way or another.
Yeah. And I have to say, one of the great gifts human design gave me was understanding this about myself, because our mutual friend Gina, we're having a conversation at brunch, and she says, wow, like, have you ever had your human design? She says, you're operating like a generator, but I think you're more like a manifester. And truly learning this was so insightful to me, because I realized why I would get burned out, because I was trying to operate like a generator who has a lot more, the way I understand it, limitless energy, but I don't have limitless energy. And I was going through a huge period of burnout at that time. Chetan, would you mind sharing what your type is?
Oh, my type is what we call the projector. So I'm here.
You are the projector.
Yeah. So I have to stand apart from all you energy types sometimes. You know, it's like, just carry on amongst yourselves. And, you know, if you need some guidance or some input, I'm very ready to offer it to you. And just to say, you know, Gina is tremendously insightful. And, you know, spotting that with you and perhaps saving you from a burnout.
Yeah, I could go on and on about what I learned. And I will share more in the Amplify Your Success community about my human design. And hopefully we can inspire you, Chetan, to come and join us in some conversation there too. Because when we bring this episode to the community, one of the things that I learned about manifestors, how I needed to be with my team very differently. And it helped me heal a lot of frustration I had with my team at the time, which was super confusing to me, because I literally thought like everybody should be able to move at the pace I move at, because I do move very quickly. Like you said, I'm a rapid, you know, like integrate things. I can move at the speed of light, and I do like have this impact on people ask my clients, ask my husband, you know, I'm around people and they start to like get into action that they've resisted for years. So it is a gift to understand this about myself.
And the other thing is, you know, the second key that we look at in human design, what we call authority, you know, how we make decisions. And there are six of these different ways in which anyone can make a decision. We all have one that is consistent for our lifetime. You and I both have we share this emotional authority. We have to be in touch with our feelings before we commit to anybody or anything. And if we're not in touch with our feelings, we know there can be all kinds of upset come out of that. And the thing about it is that the feelings are always going up. Oh, I'm very excited about this. And they're going down. Well, maybe I'm not so excited anymore. Same thing. You know, on one side, oh, yeah, this is wonderful. And then, oh, no, I don't feel like it anymore. So we have to find that still point that's not attached to outcomes, not attached to the highs and lows of things, where we just know, yeah, this is right for me. I'm getting involved in this. So understanding the authority. And as I say, there are six of these different authorities. We've all been trained to try and work out our life from our head. You know, that's what we went to school for. You know, think about it, think really hard. And that's why the world is in such a chaos. Because everybody's, you know, either flip-flopping one way or another with what their brain's telling them. Good idea, bad idea. You know, somebody told me about this, somebody told me about that. And when we find our own authority, you know, when we connect into our own authority, all of a sudden, we're on the page in our own life. And you and I both know, you know, when we make a clear emotional decision about something, it's a done deal. Everything just works out. So that's the second of the keys that's so important.
That was also a real illuminating moment for me, is understanding that. And I want to just say, when I originally got my report, I read it and it was very illuminating. But then doing the more advanced understanding, like taking the trainings, I actually invested in a reading with you at one point. That really helped me understand this piece, the emotional authority, right? Because I didn't understand how much impact it was going to have for me. And it also helped me stop judging some of my strategies, because, you know, if you're an emotional authority, but you're surrounded with people who have other authorities, you're like, why can't I do it more like them? And you start to think something's wrong with you. But what really is, we're all very designed uniquely. Yes. And I even say, as a coach, understanding this in my clients is a huge game changer, because I know how to coach them to be with their decision process that's aligned with them, rather than trying to get them to do it a way that, you know, someone else would do. So I love that part of human design.
I mean, the chaos that comes from going along with somebody else's ideas of what's appropriate for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have a lot of memories about that. I think, you know, taking completely the wrong track in something, getting involved in the wrong career, the wrong job, you know, the wrong partnership, the wrong living situation, buying the wrong car, all of these things, you know, when we were not able to be informed by our own authority of what was appropriate for us. So yeah, it's absolutely huge.
While we're on the subject of the emotional authority and the authority piece of this, there's something that I think people get a little confused at first about human design, and you help people understand this so well. And if you've ever heard about human design, you've heard people refer to open or closed. And can you just maybe reveal a little bit about how understanding if an energy center is open or closed, why it is so important? And again, this is part of the advanced training you guys teach, I know, is like how to really understand these pieces. But I just think it's helpful to understand that just because you make decisions with your spleen or your different chakra or whatever, you need to understand that part of it.
Well, you know, as I say, we all have this unique design. We all have our unique frequency, if you will. And the whole thing about making a decision is engaging with a frequency that is a fit, that is a match. Life offers you something and it's a resonant frequency with you. And on some level inside yourself, you make the connection. It's like a tuning fork, you know, the music's playing and the tuning fork starts vibrating. We, you know, when you know, and it's like, it's just, you picked up on that frequency. So people, as you were saying, with a heart or a willpower, you know, authority, they have to know in their heart of hearts what it is that really has value for them. They have to know that, you know, they've had to make that understanding about themselves. And so when something shows up and it's in a frequency accord with what it is that has value for them, there it is. That's what they get involved with. So it is so simple when you understand these things in design. You know, what is your authority? You, once you recognize what your authority is, you know that the certain things are going to resonate with you and certain things are not. And you have this, you just have this moment. You just know that something's for you, or you know it's not. And it's an inside job. That's the beauty about it. You're not kind of qualifying it from a chord to anything else.
And really, so what you're learning to do is use the way you were designed more effectively, right? It's not having to learn a different way of being. It's learning how to more align with the superpower that's already inside of you, but maybe has been dormant because you've been trying to use other people's approaches. And it's almost like it's coming back home.
You know, I went to school in jolly old England. And at the time I went to school, I was in the school where they taught Latin and Greek, ancient Greek, that was, not modern Greek. So in Latin, you know, I learned all these different ways of saying things. One of the words they came up with was educare, which means to draw out. Education comes from that word, to draw out. However, you go to any school anywhere on this planet, pretty much about 90% of them, and they are just stuffing you with information. Everybody else's idea of what they think that life is about. Everybody else's concepts and ideas, history, you never hear about her story. You know, it's all this stuff, knowledge, fascinating stuff. But the whole, it's a complete diversion away from actually drawing out your own gifts and talents. And that is, again, one of the beautiful things about human design. On your chart are inscribed your gifts and talents. And, you know, part of what we do is help you recognize what these things are, help you remember, oh, yes, I've always had that ability, you know, and let's try it. And all of a sudden they see, my goodness, you know, I'm free to live my own life again. Before all this indoctrination or whatever it was that took place. I think schooling is a fairly recent phenomenon. It was just a way of getting children off the streets in a way. But now kids, you know, on Fridays, they're coming out in protest, you know, for one thing or another. I think it's a good move. I'm not a revolutionary in that regard, but I'm just saying, you know, there's something else in the air at the moment. Things are changing.
Yeah. I agree. And I, again, coming back to the most natural parts of you helps you recognize how you can make these impacts in a more sustainable way. So you're not using energies that are not sustainable. Chetan, I want to talk about another component that I was always super fascinated by human design. And it's the idea of your profile number. How does our profile number factor into our overall success with human design?
Okay, so it's what I call the third key. The first key is the type. Understand your type. Which are the five types? How does it operate? How does it work for you? Second key is your authority. What's the decision-making process that you have that works for you? And the third key is what you're talking about now, Melanie, which is what we call profile. There are 12 of these different profiles. Some of them we would call personal profiles, indicating that it's a lifetime of personal fulfillment. You can't necessarily see the effects of what you're doing down the road too far. You can't necessarily tell right away beyond the scope of what it is that's in your immediate environment. You might be very future oriented, but you can't necessarily tell where it's going. And then there are what we call interpersonal profiles or transpersonal profiles. And these are people that are in a situation where they can see the effects of what's going on around them. So in very simplistic terms, those with personal profiles are doing all kinds of very amazing activities in life. But the people with the interpersonal profiles are very often kind of having to oversee and do a bit of cleanup work. And so you will know, Melanie, as somebody with one of these interpersonal profiles, a 6-2 profile, it's almost like you came into this world and right from the get-go, you feel, my goodness, you know, a bit of weight on my shoulders here, you know, it's like always having to take responsibility for everybody. And one of the key words I come up with for people with a 6-2 profile is the words let go. You know, at the end of the day, just let go. You've helped out all these people, you've coached them, you've counseled them, you've lifted them up in their life. Then you have to let go and put your feet up. You know, you've got to drop the weight off your shoulders sometimes. Those of us like myself that have a personal profile, you know, sometimes we're completely oblivious to the effects that we have in life. You know, it's almost like the fool in the tarot card, you know, about to step off a cliff. You know, we're just looking up in the sky rather than sometimes seeing the effects of things. But, you know, in the perfection of this life, that's just how it's set up. And sometimes stepping off a cliff, we get a very extraordinary insight about things. You know, we discover something very, very different. So the world is designed in a very mysterious way, and we all have either one of these personal or one of these interpersonal profiles. Every now and again, there's somebody that has this third kind of profile, what we call the fixed profile. And this is a very amazing thing. And I'd just say to your listeners, you know, if you have somebody in your family that has one of these fixed profiles, be very aware that their life is very much set in a particular way. This is not about trying to persuade them to do something very differently. Their design will tell them what their type and authority is all about. That's key. But the fact is they're set on a particular trajectory in life, and they need to be honored for that.
That is fascinating. I did not know that part.
Yeah. And, you know, profiles, basically, it's how the world sees you. So you'll know, you meet somebody else with a 6-2 profile like this, you'll know that you're meeting somebody that can engage on you with you on a similar level of wisdom and, oh yes, it's always our job to kind of clean up things around everywhere else, a little bit like that. You may not have too much to talk to them about because yes, we're in the same kind of line of things here. Somebody like me that has a 2-4 profile, I can almost immediately recognize when I meet somebody else with a 2-4 profile because they have the same kind of playful attitude that I have to things. So, you know, it's a vibrational thing is what I can say.
Interesting. There's another piece of the profile, the way I understood it, that was very meaningful to me. And the time I did this was about 10 years ago. I was in a very confusing place in my own trajectory and evolution. I'd had some really significant success. And then I was just kind of like, nothing was lighting my fire. And I was feeling very disconnected. And the way I interpreted 6-2, or at least the way it was explained to me, was that there's also these kind of like these phases you go through where you have this big rise and then you kind of step back and you observe. Yes. And then you come back and integrate all that. And you come in from such a place of wisdom that things really, like, there's an integrated piece that you need in that phase two. Did I get that right on the 6-2?
Totally right. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, all of us have different phases. It's just the 6-2 and the 6-3 profiles and the 4-6 for that matter, and the 3-6. There are very specific chapters in life. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of us probably are familiar with the idea of a Saturn return when we're around 29 years old. You know, all of a sudden realize, wow, you know, I've got to take responsibility here if I hadn't done before. Then we have what we call a midlife crisis around the age of 40. And in human design, this is very clearly marked where you're coming from, where you're going to. But it can be a bit befuddling in the middle of it all. You know, do I really have to let go with what I was doing before? And a lot of people find, you know, there's a huge change takes place in these two places. And then the third one, which really affects people with the 6 in their profile, is the what we call the Chiron return. This big rock in the sky, this asteroid, comes back to where it was when we were born. And all of a sudden we realize, my goodness, you know, the world is really calling for my extensive wisdom and it's not going to let me go. And I have to come out and play, and I have to interact, and I have to help sort out the world's stuff. And again, it can be quite a disturbance in your life because, you know, perhaps you've been backpedaling a little bit. You know, I'll leave all this responsibility stuff to everybody else at the moment. And then all of a sudden, oh my goodness, you know, I'm on the front line again here. So yeah, you got it right.
It was so profound for me to recognize that and embrace it, that there are stages of my journey, and wasn't that anything was going wrong. It was like really allowing these integrations to take place. Can you, as you're listening in, hear why this was so profound for me? And you're probably starting to wonder, like, okay, how do I get my own human design report? Chetan, as people are listening in, and hopefully they're getting really hungry to discover some of these things for themselves, how can someone get their own human design report for themselves?
Well, we're delighted to offer free reports for anybody who goes on our website, and the website is called Human Design for Us All. Human Design, FORUSALL.com. Human Design for Us All.com. Go on there on the homepage. You'll have the opportunity to put in your birth information, email address. We'll generate a free report for you, see how you get on with it. And if you like the free report, you'll be encouraged to get a comprehensive report, which you'll have to pay a little bit of money for, but you're going to find things that really resonate with you.
And it is worth every penny, I have to say. It's not a lot for the report, and it's so illuminating and so insightful.
There's also, you know, there's the book that came out, HarperCollins published this. You know, you mentioned it was in 12 languages. Well, since I sent you that, it's now in 14 languages. The French and Italian versions just came out, and they're going gangbusters. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Congratulations. This is such a treat to see you own and embrace your gifts and watch the world respond to it this way. And to be a guide for so many people, I know, is very exhilarating. And I know you've probably had in your journey many different milestone moments for yourself. What do you think is the boldest step you ever had to make to really allow this work to get this big and to have this impact?
I mean, you know, you're watching me sitting here, or you're listening to me sitting here, and it's like, I used to be one of the most shy people you ever met in your life. I would not say boo to anybody. You know, I just, don't mind me, I'm just here on the sidelines somewhere. And so the boldest move was to kind of recognize I needed to step out and really do my thing in introducing this to the world. And it wasn't necessarily the easiest thing. There was a lot of flack. There was a lot of people that disapproved. There was a lot of people saying, what are you doing? You know, this is not right. And just I had to step through that and acknowledge that. And now I can see the extraordinary effect it's having on people's lives. I get letters from people all over the world saying, you know, this book changed my life, or the report is just amazing. It's changed everything for me. And the people that have readings with me now, I literally watch them come to life and, you know, recognize, my goodness, you know, this man is telling me stuff and it resonates. And I feel such a relaxation for being recognized. And so it's just, you know, it was that agreement in myself to step up that was basically what it was. And I just, the great thing is, Melanie, you know, the people you work with as well, when you give people license to be themselves, that you recognize their gifts, you recognize their talents, you recognize their unique nature, and you acknowledge that for them, and you show them, yes, it's here, this is real. And then they start embracing these gifts, and they start recognizing, yes, I have this unique characteristic. Every single person on this planet has something unique to deliver this world. And when they recognize that and they start playing with it and they start dropping the old habits and what they've been told to do, and they start living out their own nature, I mean, miracle after miracle starts happening.
So true. I think what you just shared is probably going to be very inspiring to many people who have maybe been shying away from their gifts, or you know, maybe holding themselves back because they haven't given themselves permission to shine, right? And to really step up their game. I know that you run a successful business, but you're also a very passion-driven person. Was there, like, if somebody's listening in and they've got this big gift and they want to make a greater difference, but maybe they haven't really stepped up yet, is there one piece of wisdom or advice you would give someone?
Yes. And especially at this particular time, Melanie, find your joy. Find what inside you relates directly to your joy. If you have to think back to when you were a little child and, oh, great, it's a, you know, it's time to go out and play, and I jump out of bed and I just, that kind of energy. What was that thrill? Where is that thrill? Do you still have that? If you're just going through a drudgery, then examine, why am I doing this? What are the restrictions? What am I ignoring about myself that are my natural gifts that could be expressed in a very, very different way? So find the joy. If it's not there, something needs to change.
I couldn't agree more. That was, again, another turning point for me, was allowing myself to come back and connect with what was joy and to pivot my business to be around that. And I think way too many people are creating businesses just for the profit, and they're missing the real joy of the work. So thank you so much for sharing that. I want to encourage you all, as you're listening in, write this URL down, or you can head over to the show page and we'll link it up for you, humandesignforusall.com. Download your free report. You'll need your birth information, and it's super simple, super easy. You don't have to answer a whole bunch of questions. It's not like it's going to take you 25 minutes to go, you know, do a whole personal essay in there. It's simple information, profound insight. And ultimately what I want for you, and I'm so excited that Chetan was here to help be a catalyst for us today, is to really have the tools you need to amplify your success, amplify your business, amplify your joy this year. Chetan, thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. Always great, Melanie. Thank you.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.